Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures traded erratic today, closing 4 to 5 lower in the corn, making new contract lows. March corn actually traded down to 408, which was down about 9 cents at one point, but then rebounded to close at 412, 4 cents off the low. And then December 2015 also reaching lows here, closed at 452. Down 6.5 cents. That's about 40 cents below what it needs to be for the estimated break even, which is just below $5. So with corn down there, they're not really arguing over the acres. It looks like the acres at this point will go to beans. But again, we have months to let that play out. And then beans rallied here at the close, or really for the most part all day. Early in the morning, there was an announcement out of China that they bought a few beans. So that helped that market rally. And then wheat futures lower for the most part until the very end, about 30 minutes before the close, the market started rallying. And then the warming up the southern plains here as that cold front moves east. Doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of winter kill. And then we have a little bit of moisture coming here in the southern plains, so that's helping the crop grow. We don't have any major problems like we have the last 2 or 3 years in terms of drought. So that's keeping people pretty bearish. And then just the overall prospect of having a lot of wheat from this last year's harvest left over is keeping weighing on prices.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The big talk continues to be the USDA report, which will be tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. But this morning we had an export sales report, which was bearish across the board. On the corn, we only had an export sales number of 6 million bushels, a marketing year low, and extremely bearish. Wheat was only 4 million bushels, and soybeans were only 6 million bushels. All three of those are disappointing here and below the estimates. Hopefully it'll pick back up, but this time of year we start to shift the world focus down to the southern hemisphere as those crops and their harvest are right around the corner. There are some reports of some rail problems causing some winter wheat market basis is to get stronger here and due to the lack of people to get enough corn to supply their needs. And then that crop report tomorrow, looking for the U.S. corn production number to increase to 14.066 billion bushels, soybeans to increase to 3.279 billion bushels. Both of those things are a little bit bearish. And then on the December 1st grain stocks, we're looking for corn at 10.831. This time last year, we were just over 8 billion. Soybeans, we're looking for 2.168. This time last year, we were at 1.966. And then wheat, we're looking for 1.369, a decrease from last year.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, February live cattle were up 2 cents at 136.55. January feeders were up 67 cents at 169.15. And February lean hogs closed the day down 32 cents at 85.25. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was up 2 cents at 6.39 even. Chicago March wheat was down 4.5 cents and closed at 5.84 and one quarter. In the row crops, Chicago March corn was down a nickel at 4.12 even. January soybeans were off 4.5 cents at 12.96 and one quarter. In the cotton markets, March cotton was down 33 points and closed at 82.81 cents per pound. That's your Morning Market Review. I'm Jim Appel on the Radio Oklahoma Network for Big Country. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.